www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing, we capitalize the roofing industry.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
In just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady-o.
John, what is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Radio, only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump's impeachment trial in the Senate today moves to written questions from senators. Friday, a vote's expected on whether to hear from new witnesses, like former National Security Advisor John Bolton, who claims the president told him aid to Ukraine was contingent on the announcement of investigations into political opponents like Joe Biden. South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham.
The president had every reason to want to look at the Bidens.
Oregon Democrat Ron Wyden says about calling Joe Biden's son Hunter to testify.
The last time I looked, Hunter Biden was not in the White House with the president.
President Trump at a rally in New Jersey with Democrat-turned-Republican Congressman Jeff Van Drew, an impeachment opponent.
He's a brave guy. He just said, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. It's a hoax. It's a scam. I'm not doing it.
The president signs a new trade deal with Canada and Mexico today. America's listening to Fox News.
I don't like you. Not you, Chris Foster. Smug. I'm Chris Foster. Kiss my ass, Chris. That's what I say.
The big game's on the television, and she's on her phone. Cause all she wants to see is ants, ants. Big catches, receivers, jump in the end zone. All she wants to see is ants. Yellow flags, whistles, huge penalties. She still just wants to see the ants, ants. Our quarterback's down with an injury. And all she wants to see is ants. Another guy's fumbled with 5 seconds left.
If I sound more excited than I usually do, it's because I just came up with my first convoluted intro for Random Facts.
Good boy.
And our son working way ahead of the curve today. It's 6 minutes after six.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
It's a little bit like the movie Groundhog Day because we keep reliving the same things. We got another little northern Gulf disturbance that's going to brush by the area today with rain, a little bit of rain. And then tomorrow is like reliving yesterday all over again. A little bit of fog, then bright sunshine, nice day in the 60s. Then Friday is a little bit like reliving today all over again with scattered showers. Well, it goes on and on. We're talking about 56 for a high today, 37 tonight. Tomorrow, I think we're at least in the mid-60s. And the weekend, so far, so good. Especially Sunday. Sunday's my pick of the litter day. Right now, cloudy skies, east winds out of 10 miles per hour. There is rain on the radar, mainly in south and southwest Alabama right now. It's 45 degrees at 6:07.
It's Wednesday.
Hump day.
Hump day, am I right, buddy?
Are you sure?
Wednesday's took.
Let's get back to work.
Can't someone else do it?
Let someone else do it.
Hey, this is your job.
This is your job.
Are you sure? I mean, come on.
No, that's your job.
Yeah.
Yeah, but excuse me. Are you an entertainer?
Yeah, but...
Yeah, but shut up. Entertain me.
It's showtime.
It is showtime. I am just sick and tired of being sick and tired.
2 hours last night? Is that all you got?
Maybe.
Your throat's a little bit better now, but it's the 6 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
What will it be like after 8?
8 o'clock? I should, somebody yesterday afternoon said I sounded like Brenda Vaccaro. Brenda Vaccaro, I mean, you talk about a comp that goes back like 50 years. I remember her when I was a kid. She was on Gene Rayburn or something.
Yeah. So I heard you at 3:30, and I said, your voice sounds great. And then I listened to that whole half hour with you and David. And then by 4, there was a perceptible difference.
Yeah, it's, look, there are people with real serious health issues today, so I am not going to go there. I'm not going to get out the violin and start playing, what was me? Because you know me, I do not like to draw attention to myself.
B-S-B-S-B-S.
Well, a get well card or two filled with money would be nice. I mean, this those always make you feel better.
All ties into our subject on TV today about... apparently, you're only supposed to live to 38.
Yeah. And I'm starting to worry if I'll actually make it. But I found a companion piece to that. You get the second email?
Yeah. This is about the people who want to live forever. There's only 17% of it. Who wants to live forever? I mean,
apparently, you have to outlive everybody you currently know and everything you
currently love. Friends would be gone.
Yep. So, but that I thought that survey of how people felt about that was a good companion piece. So we'll have that as well. Cheap and Trashy coming up.
On TV, as we promoed that last hour, I showed them the sandwich that I just had and said, I'm not going to live much longer I keep eating sandwiches like that.
Did you get your sandwich, Jay?
Yes, I did.
That bacon made
BLT is a monster.
You need a 30 to 45 second microwave rejuvenation.
No, no, not at all.
On delicious Pepperidge Farm sourdough bread bought from Food Outlet, it costs plus 10% because
Pepperidge Farm remembers.
$3.02 a loaf. That's really a great price for that bread because it's usually four or higher. At the chains with their alleged big buying power, the new Food Outlet specials are out today. It's Wednesday, so I'll run those down for you a little bit later. Right now, I got your local news at 6:10, then the Williams All Wake Up.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Former Montgomery police officer Aaron Cody Smith is scheduled to be sentenced today. Smith was found guilty of manslaughter for the 2016 fatal shooting of Greg Gunn. Alabama News Network will have updates throughout the day. Montgomery police have arrested a teenager in connection to a 2019 murder. Authorities have charged 17-year-old Jelante Fleming with capital murder and the shooting death of 17-year-old Courtney Jones. Police say Fleming shot into a home in the 400 block of Hall Street, hitting and killing Jones. He is in the Montgomery County Jail without bond. And a husband and wife died in a house fire in Deatsville Friday night. Authorities say the fire broke out on County Road 64. The state fire marshal's office is investigating the cause of the fire. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Alabama Home Mortgage is in the business of saving you money. Hey there, I'm Kim Williams along with Madeline Cannon. Figuring out new ways to stretch your mortgage dollar is what we do at Alabama Home Mortgage.
Here's the deal. Getting started is as simple as dialing 567-4223. In fact, why not try doing that right now?
You'll be amazed at the amount of cash you can save. So please, don't wait any longer. Call 567-4223 right now.
A retired Air Force pilot in Pike Road was experiencing some turbulence with his money. So he called Alabama Home Mortgage to see what we could do to help.
We lowered his monthly payment by $587, reduced his term by 5 whole years, and allowed him to skip 2 mortgage payments. With Alabama Home Mortgage as his co-pilot, he was able to soar to new financial heights.
Take advantage of today's low rates and reduce your monthly burden much sooner than you thought ever possible.
10 minutes is all it takes to find out how much you can save.
Let us show you the Alabama Home Mortgage difference.
Call 567-4223 or visit us at alahomemortgage.com to apply today. NMLS 1586. 36-8, equal housing lender.
So, Bubba, this is the house we're going to hit tonight.
Ooh, it's super dark.
Yeah, it's perfect.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for burglars and vandals. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
Okay, Bubba, you run up to the back door.
Well, I'm not running in the dark. That's dangerous.
Bubba's right. The experts at Crosby Electric can install attractive outdoor lighting that makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Here, Bubba, use this flashlight.
Oh, thanks. Ooh, they got some expensive landscaping. They could really make this pop with some nice accent lighting.
Will you get moving?
Okay, okay.
Oh, no, they got motion sensor lights. Let's get out of here.
Ooh, is that an arborvitae?
Get in the car, Bubba!
All right, all right.
Outdoor lighting from Crosby Electric. It just makes sense for a lot of reasons. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Yeah, but everybody agrees with me.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's the Williams Hall Wake Up at 6:13. Bailey, get ready.
Madonna is on a world tour.
I've got my tickets.
I've got my tickets.
Well, maybe you can have those tickets framed because those shows are canceled.
What?
It's the Madonna Cancellation Tour. She's coming to your town and canceling the show.
I can't wait to not see Madonna.
Then get ready to not see her in New York, Boston, Los Angeles, Miami Beach, London, and Lisbon.
I can't believe I won't see her in so many cities.
After Madonna canceled her show, I was able to stay home and binge Netflix all night. It was great.
The Madonna Cancellation Tour. You'll never see a show like this, ever.
I'm so excited.
Nazi, is there something sinister going on there?
Applied Security presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world.
Qualifications.
Here is today's nominee.
Sorry, Rusty.
Stepped all over Rusty.
I did. Well, he's kind of hard to miss. Anyway, sometimes this is used to salute somebody who actually deployed a moment of brilliance. Sometimes we use this feature derisively because somebody was, you know, like a really rocket scientist. Right next door at Sandy Springs, Georgia. This past Saturday afternoon, the store owner was out getting lunch. When he returned from lunch, he found four thieves inside his store. So he started to swing all that he had available. A plastic bag filled with pickle jars. Among other things. Filled with pickle jars. He managed to get one thief in the head and another in the face. A witness helped subdue the thieves until police arrived. They were arrested and charged with several things, including armed robbery. The store owner was not charged, for he was defending his property. But, of course, you know, I think now you're going to see a serious call for pickle jar control.
That's right.
Register your pickle jars. We cannot have this. People defending themselves. The best bet, of course, is to just call Applied Security. Great company, Mark and Vicky, at 279-8338. You won't have to ruin any pickle jars. You'll just have much better protection of your property with state-of-the-art technologies that are foolproof, and there's no bigger fool than me, and I proved it a week ago Monday when I got locked out of this building at what hour? That was in the...
It was
the
6 o'clock hour. Yeah,
about 6:12.
And here's the thing. When you're outside and you don't have your reentry device, you know, you're still getting in. So their systems lock you down that securely, and that's what you want. 279-8338, local company. Mark and Vicky can assume your existing monitoring for under $30 a month. At 279-8338, Alabama Electronic Security Board, permit number 276. So, that's really all I have today.
Okay. And now,
our national anthem.
Would you guys like to say the pledge or something? Patriotic? No?
And to the evil for which... Well, what was that? I'm just going back to the Mel Brooks movie. That's Blazing Saddles.
Let's see. Animal Stories Today features a Bolivian glass frog. Better give you a reason to live to about 7:45.
Gosh.
And
you don't want to drop a glass frog.
Since it's way back Wednesday, we got time to squeeze this in right now. This is, you remember McDonald Land? You may have been working for them around the time this was running, because it's from the 70s.
Okay.
Is this the McDonald, what did you say again?
McDonald Land.
Yeah, I saw this commercial yesterday.
Go ahead.
Because the title of the commercial was the marketing team at McDonald's was doing the good stuff back in 1970.
Yeah. that thing on the Monopoly game is also running too, isn't it?
Yes. The
HBO special.
Yeah, and I can't remember what it's called. McMillions is what it's called.
The Scandal?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is it available?
It's not available yet.
Yeah, okay.
Here's the, this is what they were doing 40 years ago.
Take you on a trip through McDonald's land. There's thick shake for
it's right there. Now just turn around and see if you won't find a hamburger patch. As you're heading for a McDonald's in McDonald Land, a McDonald's.
You can almost see Rich Thomas pulling up with his Mr. Microphone.
Hey, good looking. We'll be back to pick you up later.
Remember those goofy McDonald's hats that we wore as teenagers?
Yeah. Yep. But hey, girls like a man in uniform. You know how that goes. 6/20 this month. Well, actually, we're at the end of this month, and I remind you of that only because these are the best days to get deals done at Adams Motorsports. That would be with our friend Terry Adams, the much beloved and glorious wrong horn section. Thank you. What you don't want is to have the end of the month come and go.
There you
miss
go.
Out on some great deals.
Yeah, now that works.
This is the time that Terry says, hey, come in and make an unreasonable offer. We may actually take you up on it. Kawasaki Mule's been the feature performer of the month, but everything they sell, bikes, off-road, on-road, jet skis, manufacturers like Polaris, Kawasaki, Suzuki, and Kymco, they buy the credit standard down so that anybody that wants to have some fun in this incredibly beautiful state we live in can get the absolute lowest possible interest rate. So stop by and see Terry and his team. It's either today, tomorrow, or Friday, the final days of January at Adams Motorsports, and set yourself up for something fun because the warm weather will be back soon, and you're going to want to get out and enjoy it. They're at 528 Northeastern Boulevard, the bypass at Ackle. You can go online, browse their inventory, and learn more at adamsmotorsports.com. Our first look at the roads at 621, and then the timeline for January 29th. Why does this month seem like the longest one of the year?
Well, you know, because it's winter and it's 31 days long.
It's bad, and it drags on, and then the worst thing is payday's on a weekend, so we don't get the money till Monday.
Yeah, that's true.
I'll get it on Saturday.
I get it at midnight Friday night.
Yeah, you guys got a cooler bank than I do. But I'm loyal. I am not changing banks. I'm not changing banks. It is 6:22.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Well, we are pretty light still this morning, but we're beginning to see a few more cars on the boulevard. Intersection of 331, East South Boulevard, Eastern Boulevard at I-85, Atlanta Highway at Federal Drive. More and more folks are getting up and heading in this morning, but overall, still light traffic in Montgomery, I-65 and 85. The interstate, some moderate traffic there through downtown, but we have no issues on the interstates as well, and no accidents into us to report to you at this time. Buckle up, drive carefully this morning. We are going to have a rainy day today. Bring your tax refund to Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. You'll get a minimum of $1,000 trade-in on anything you can roll, ride, chase, or drag on their lot. That's Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made, but the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15 SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
Thousands of American lives lost on 9/11. Bradley Byrne thought of his brother, Dale Byrne.
When the towers fell, I knew my brother would be going to war. Dale was a true patriot. I miss him every day.
Dale passed away a few years ago, but his memory fuels his brother's desire to serve. Byrne has defended our values in Congress. Work hard, right wrongs, and fear God.
It hurts me to hear Ilhan Omar cheapening 9/11, entitled athletes dishonoring our flag, the squad attacking America. Dale fought for that right, but I won't let them tear our country apart. That's why I'm running for Senate.
Our values and our president are under attack by the radical left. We need a true Christian conservative to carry our flag. We need Bradley Byrne. Bradley Byrne for U.S. Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
Hello, Mike here from Capital City Ace Hardware. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for some time now, and we've seen a fantastic upturn in business because of it. The folks at Blue Water Broadcasting are so easy to work with, so give them a call. You'll be glad that you did, just like we are here at Capital City Ace Hardware.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This hour is brought to you by Wayback Wednesday. Hello, 1990s? Listen, I swear I will trade you my Facebook account and smartphone for one more happy hour at Bennigan's and a couple of sips of Crystal Pepsi.
Lunch at Bennigan's. It's on me. 6:25. With the timeline for January 29th, here's your host, Rich Thomas.
This month is almost toast. There are 337 days left of this leap year. This is Free Thinkers Day, I was urged to say.
Nice irony there. It's very well done. Well played.
It's National Corn Chip Day. Nothing wrong with that. What's wrong with the corn chips we got? Oh, this weekend is the big game, right?
Yeah.
Corn chips are probably going to be in demand. It's National Puzzle Day. I haven't put together a puzzle in a long time.
It's been a while, but we will salute that later in the show.
Okay, 10-4. On this day in 1595, now my voice is gone, guys. William Shakespeare plays Romeo and the play Romeo and Juliet is first performed on this date. 1861, Kansas enters the Union. They're their 34th state. So 1861, the Civil War is underway. That was part of the compromise.
I thought you were going to say Kansas entered the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame on this day. I keep forgetting there's a state with that name.
That's right. It's just dust in the wind. 1924, the ice cream cone rolling machine is patented. The rolling machine.
Yeah, the press that creates
that creates the cone effect.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Carl Taylor from Cleveland. 84 years ago, in 1936, the first players were elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame. I think these are probably okay guys to put in. Ty Cobb, Babe Ruth, Honus Wagner, Christy Mathewson, and Walter Johnson. That's a pretty good first.
Good starter set.
That's a good starter set. On this date in 1959, Walt Disney's Sleeping Beauty premiered in Los Angeles. In 62, Warner Brothers signed Peter, Paul, and Mary to a contract on this date. 1964, Stanley Kubrick's black comedy Dr. Strangelove opens in theaters to popular acclaim. The movie and its theme outshined and eclipsed a much better movie called Failsafe, which also came out in 64. With an all-star cast, Henry Fonda, Walter Matthau, Larry Hagman, and many more. It was a great movie.
It was well done, but it's tough to watch.
Yeah, it is. It's very difficult. Now, it's not a laugher. Now our song of the day. It comes from a great year for music, 1974, year I graduated from high school. Comes from the Rocket Man himself, E.J. Elton. Ninth studio album recorded at the famous Caribou Recording Ranch in Colorado. It's an autobiographical glimpse at the struggles between Elton, Captain Fantastic, and Taupin, the Brown Dirt Cowboy. They had in their early years their musical career. Here's the title track, Captain Fantastic and the Brown Dirt Cowboy, with your toast and coffee this morning on The Timeline.
Captain Fantastic, raised and regimented, hardly a hero. Just someone whose mother might know. Very clearly a case for cornflakes and classics. Two teas, both with sugar, please. In the back of an alley.
I was, I was 18, so you would have been closer to 22-ish.
20 or so. I was on the radio when that came out.
Yeah.
That was the first album to debut at number one.
It I listened to the whole album in the middle of the night while I was producing the video. It's just a great album. It took me back to that time. 1977, Chico and the Man star Freddie Prinze shot and killed himself. He was only 22 years old. 1977, Rolls Royce smash hit Car Wash. Not one of my favorite songs, but it was number one on the state in 77.
Car Wash.
Yeah. Working at the Car Wash.
I mean, that's one of the eight songs that I can actually dance to without the benefit of any natural rhythm whatsoever.
You know, I look like such a white guy dancing. I'm just wondering what you look like dancing.
Whiter than you.
On this date in 83, Sexual Healing by Marvin Gaye peaked at number three. I bet that was a movie, a song to dance to.
Yeah.
So to speak. On a more serious subject, on this date in 1998, a bomb rocks an abortion clinic in Birmingham, killing an off-duty police officer working as a security guard, severely injured a nurse. 2006, World News Tonight co-anchor Bob Woodruff and his cameraman seriously injured when their convoy was hit by an explosive device in Iraq. 2009, Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich was impeached and removed from office for corruption. Blagojevich.
I think I have. Hang on one second. Yeah, here we go, from Senator Richard Enzi.
Okay.
And former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich.
I did better than he did.
Yeah, you did.
He currently resides, if you want to send him a card, at the Federal Corrections Institute in Englewood, Colorado. 2 years ago in 2018, the Cleveland Indians announced that they will remove Chief Wahoo's logo from their uniforms in 2019, which they have now done.
Chief what?
You... Isn't he from Hoonan? You can't take away my Cleveland Indians t-shirt with Chief Wahoo. You've seen me wear that shirt before.
I certainly have.
Wear it proudly. Birthdays today, Adam Lambert. He's an American Idol runner-up, and he's 38 today. Blues guitarist and singer Johnny Lang is 39. He played in Crockmire's here in Montgomery back when he was 16 years old.
Crockmire's, I haven't heard that name in a long time.
The one that was way out west?
Not that one. That was the revived Crockmire's. Oh. We're talking about the one in Carriage Hills, right off the Southern Bypass there, not too far from Spanish Quarter Apartments. Oh, my gosh. I could tell you some stories. I won't. Sarah Gilbert is 45. She's Darlene on Roseanne. Paul Ryan, your beloved Speaker of the House, buddy.
What a day.
He's 50 today. Greg Louganis is 60. Didn't he hit his head on the...
he did.
He did that diving board
thing and just knocked it. Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah. Oh, isn't the Pope...
Catholic?
No, Oprah Winfrey is 66. What's your Oprah line?
No, it's poop, not Pope.
Yeah.
Isn't a Pope so freeing?
Isn't a Pope so freeing?
Oh, it's poop.
I get the poop and Pope confused all the time.
This one, yes.
You got the poop on this Pope? Tom Selleck is 75 today.
Wow.
And his mustache. And W.C. Fields would have had a birthday today. His real name is William Claude Duncan Field. Isn't he the one that said, never work with animals and kids? Or was that
W.C. Fields? He had a lot of quipisms.
Yeah. 4 days till Groundhog Day. 16 days till Valentine's Day. 24 days until the first spring training sleep. Blagojevich.
These are the first signs.
Blagojevich.
Rich is showing.
Blagojevich.
Rich is becoming symptomatic, folks.
Spring, the vernal equinox is 50 days, and Easter Sunday is 74 days away. That's your timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas. How long do you want to live? How long are we wired to live? These are topics, serious things we will address when we connect with the cast at Alabama Rising here in a few minutes. Boy, Brad McDonald has done an amazing job this week because he's been, you know, among the things they do at McDonald Hagen is factor in news and how it impacts, like, the market has just, like, blown off impeachment completely. But he was concerned about the coronavirus. The market took a hit on Monday, but he predicted on Monday's show that there would be a buyback opportunity in there. And sure enough, the market came back with a pretty good day yesterday. You want that kind of expertise, that kind of, you know, experience. That's how you give birth to expertise. Looking out for you and your money and helping you put together a plan for your future. All I'm suggesting is just have the meeting. Don't bring your checkbook. Don't bring money. Sit down with Brandt. Meet the incredible team at McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management and let them help you prepare for your future, whatever it is you want to be ready for. Just have a nest egg for a rainy day that you can tap into if something happens. Prepare for retirement, for your kids' education. There are a lot of trains that come down the tracks of life, and it's always a lot easier when you have a fallback option. 387-0094 is the number to call to make the appointment. 387-0094. You'll love them. They're really down to earth, and they take the complex world of money and make it understandable. If they can do it for me, they can do it for you. 387-0094.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Yeah, see. Showers are likely today from time to time. There's already some rain in south and southwest Alabama. Today's high 56. The showers start to taper off tonight. A little chilly, low 37. Tomorrow is, it's reliving to yesterday all over again. We start off with fog, then break into bright sunshine with temperatures well up in the 60s. Showers returning Friday, so it's going to be like a deja vu all over again week. Then dry and mild Saturday with a high around 60. Sunshine warmer, upper 60 Sunday. I think we're near 70 Monday. Still dry. More showers and storms Tuesday. Right now this morning, east winds at 10 miles per hour. It's dry at the moment. No fog. It's 45 degrees at 6:37.
All right, we're going to spruce up and get ready for TV time.
You sure is ugly.
Let us spruce it up.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Well, good morning. Welcome into Wednesday. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Light to moderate traffic on I-65 and 85 this morning, but we have no issues anywhere, especially at the interchange downtown. The boulevard beginning to build, mostly light traffic to moderate traffic at some of the red lights. Seeing more cars inbound on the 31s from Prattville, Millbrook, Troy. Highway 331 is busy this morning inbound to the city. And we've not been alerted to any accidents so far this morning, so drive carefully. We will keep you updated throughout your drive into work. Keep your pet safe and at home with Invisible Fence. They got both indoor and outdoor systems. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585 for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
The Vance Law Firm on Atlanta Highway in front of Walmart. Come see us or dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump's impeachment trial in the Senate today moves to written questions from senators. Friday, a vote's expected on whether to hear from new witnesses, like former National Security Advisor John Bolton, who claims the president told him aid to Ukraine was contingent on the announcement of investigations into political opponents like Joe Biden. South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham.
The president had every reason to want to look at the Bidens.
Oregon Democrat Ron Wyden says about calling Joe Biden's son Hunter to testify.
The last time I looked, Hunter Biden was not in the White House with the president.
They were both on Fox. President Trump at a rally in New Jersey with Democrat-turned-Republican Congressman Jeff Van Drew, an impeachment opponent.
He's a brave guy. He just said, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. It's a hoax. It's a scam. I'm not doing it.
The president signs a new trade deal with Canada and Mexico today. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, gee, left out the fact there were 175,000 ticket requests for that. Chris.
It's showtime.
You're a big Chris fan, huh?
No, I'm not.
Well,
smug.
Do you think he doesn't write his stuff, does he? Does he just deliver?
I don't know. I saw a little clip that was supposed to be from the Fox Radio newsroom.
Yep.
Looks to be kind of old school. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm sure they have to have it approved by Obama before they put it on the air.
Do they do that in New York, the Fox Radio?
I believe so, yes. So we're ready to talk about how long we want to live and how long we're supposed to live.
I haven't given it much thought. I told you my financial guy asked me, how long are you going to live? What do I put in this space? That's a hard question.
What happens if you exceed your expiration date?
That's the thing. Then I'm destitute, and I'm calling you.
Oh, yeah.
You better still be alive, buddy.
Dial 1-900-HEAVEN.
Jay will still be alive, buddy.
With Rising.
Here we go.
If you're over the age of 38, congratulations, you've actually beaten the odds for our species.
Scientists say that originally a human lifespan was just 38 years old, but our average lifespan is now double that thanks to modern living standards and medicine. Now, another survey asked how many people would want to live forever, and only 17% of us would like to live forever. Another 17% say the ideal age is to pack it in between 90 and 100 years old.
Well, Greg's there. So let's
That's the first volley has been fired across your bow. Don't go away, man.
I'm not mad. Not at all. By the way, News Talk listeners, stay tuned for our special Ryan Stinnett expose after we conclude our TV segment today.
That should be good.
This is a good question, though.
I was just relating that my financial guy asked me, you know, he was figuring up how much money.
Yeah, this is actuarial table.
So he said, how long should I put in that you're going to live? Well, that's a really hard.
Does he have a drive-through window or something?
He said, "You want me to put in 90? Should I put
past next month?" If they looked at my financial statements at this point,
no. He said,
"You're gonna die later today."
He said, "Should I put in 90?"
Or whatever. That are like, I have enough money. If I die at this time tomorrow, I should be good.
Right.
Yeah, I can make it through the weekend. I think
financially,
I'm covered.
Well,
yeah. I just don't want, you know. I don't want to outlive everything that's in my life right now.
Because all your friends will be, you know.
In fact, the way I feel today, if I can make it to 6 p.m., that would be a worthy goal.
There
you go.
All right, there you go. That's a goal.
Yeah, the crud that's going around the building here.
I know the feeling.
Yeah, yeah.
Poor Jay.
And now poor I'm starting me. To cough this morning. Well, how you feeling, Bailey?
Bailey looks better than one in the group. Together. Yeah. So how about you, Julia? How long do you want to live? What do you think is a good age for you?
I just think that everything is just getting so expensive right now. Yeah. Live forever just sounds like a lot of money.
Yeah, but you have such a high...
How can I even answer this question?
Unlike Ryan, you have a really high career ceiling. I see you on
unlike
a network.
Unlike Ryan.
There you go.
I'm kidding. Actually, I would love for Ryan to come over and hang out and do a radio show with me sometime. He's a funny guy. No, seriously, you've got great upside.
That could be trouble.
Yeah, I'm
a little worried.
Be called?
Yeah, we're lucky to have the space in between
exactly.
You guys.
No, me and Greg get along great.
We do.
We would have to have that beep button ready.
Yeah.
Well, it would just be one long beep.
Exactly.
We're right next to HR, by the way, here in this studio. So got to be careful.
Well, that's fine, because you would need,
I visit HR regularly.
It would be a long track.
See, now, I have a policy that expires if I make it to 80, and I'm paying on it every month, so I think I need to come up just a little short of that, because... My loved ones are going to need the money.
Okay. All right.
You just have an HR policy.
Same.
Life insurance.
Life insurance, yeah.
Well, this is really...
Don't worry about that yet.
This is really uplifting.
Us older people have to worry about life insurance.
No, I think that the younger the better, like as far as...
That's true.
Exactly, yeah. So it's not really something people really want to think about, but like I feel like people are more... inclined to get
if you wait
don't want to need it
exactly
if you wait you're going to have nothing but Alex Trebek ads looking at you saying yes we'll insure even you at the brink of death just call this toll-free number
for 19 cents a day
right. Just for pennies a day.
So which one of you are actually younger? Andrew, are you younger or youngest or Julia, are you youngest on that set right there?
Technically I'm the youngest.
I got you.
Who looks the youngest?
Right. It just depends on the day.
I feel the youngest.
Go back and forth. Yes. I was going to say, I mean, you know, we'd be like,
or should I say, I act the youngest?
Yes, that's what I was going to say. You'd be like, act your age, not your shoe size. We haven't quite figured that one out yet.
Right.
So.
Right.
12.
Right.
Okay.
So we just haven't figured that out yet.
The tree utes over there. The tree utes.
Jay, how old do you want to live to?
We'll take that.
I'm not sure that I'm not dead already.
Wonderful. Look at the time.
Boy, my thing is, as long as I got a quality of life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. But,
yes, definitely.
Well, what about some of the people that are, like, breaking records and that kind of, like, you know, living well over 100
yeah,
years?
Yeah, see, I think if I get to that point, I'm never going to want to die because I'm just going to want to keep like, breaking the record.
Right. Yeah. But, this far, yeah.
But I don't know if I want to get to that.
Also, for you, it would be more like a competition.
Oh, yeah, if I'm lived out the, yes. Oh, the man like, down the street.
So you just stare on your friends down like,
well, and he's going to outlive Methuselah, and he lived quite a while.
He's in the Guinness Book for sure.
Don't look at me when you say Methuselah, Ryan.
All right, I heard rap.
Yeah. Yep.
Yes, I did as well. You guys have a good Wednesday.
Nice. You guys are looking really good.
You want to hear more from our friends, be sure to tune in to Newstalk 93.1 Monday through Friday starting at 6.
Well, that was lively and fun. Before Jay. You still haven't been to a doctor, have you?
No, I haven't been to a doctor. I'm on the mend. It's taking forever, but I'm on the mend.
I'm sneezing.
Been to the doctor. I've been to infusion. Did the vitamin C. But here's the thing. I'm doing all these things, all these healthy things. My body is so busy fighting this, it won't let me sleep.
I understand. Did you start sneezing and coughing before you lost your throat? I mean, your voice?
No.
Your voice?
No, it comes after.
Okay, because I'm sneezing and coughing.
The coffee sneezing, what's the commercial? The coffee sneezing, runny nose, headband, whatever it is. Yeah. It is 6:46. I just talked 93.1 FM. Up next, today's edition of the Cheap and Trashy Showbiz Report.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your market update for the new year. First, it was a great year for us at the Goodson Group, and I want to thank our clients for making that possible. Second, the updated market report is out, and here it is. MLS tells us that there were over 6,700 sales in 2019. The average selling price for a home last year was $175,000. Houses in the River region sold faster last year than in previous years. Over 50% of the homes sold in the first 60 days. First-time homebuyers were the number one source of home sales for us and MLS as a whole. 40% of sales were to people who had never owned a home in the past. For a detailed report, call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net, the Goodson Group, 551-0225.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high traffic areas can generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Yeah, I've waited all year long for the Super Bowl. Drink lots of beer while I eat nachos. I've waited all year long for the Super Bowl. I'm getting drunk by the halftime show.
Having a Super Bowl party, and we're gonna eat chili filled with meat, with chips and guacamole, pounds of chicken wings, fries and onion rings. My friend brought some chili when he asked what could he bring. Now drinking beer and watching football,
eating, watching football,
drinking beer and watching football,
spinach dip and coleslaw.
Yeah, I've waited all year long for the Super Bowl, slamming sliders down. I've waited all year long for the Super Bowl. I'm getting drunk by the halftime show.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
We have breaking news.
Short wave, take it down, quick. What's it say? Shut up.
Just before we took the break, Jay informed me that there's been another passing from the Andy Griffith Show.
And we were talking about him in a not-so-nice way the other day.
Well, he was stupid.
Let me look here.
What's the guy's name? The actor's name?
Warren.
Jack Burns.
He was part of a team, Burns and Ivory.
Huh? What would he say? Huh?
Yeah.
He actually passed away on the 26th.
Oh, man. So 3 days late with this.
Yeah.
So you said he's in how many? They wrote him out pretty quick?
Yeah, I think like less than half a full season. First of all, he had the impossible job of trying to replace Don Knotts.
Of course.
So
during the 60s, he was a partner with George Carlin.
George who?
George Carlin. And also he was with...
Avery Schreiber.
Yeah.
Huh. So who is left? Who still lives from the Andy Griffith cast?
Oh, goodness.
I think Thelma Lou is still around.
Yeah, is Helen gone?
Yeah, she died in 94.
Okay.
You know, and she and Andy were really doing it.
Is that right?
Yeah. I'm not saying that to be salacious, but Anita Corsott was her name, and she and Andy carried on.
Interesting.
There's also an episode or two from the early years of Andy Griffith where Andy's real wife was actually on the show.
His real wife?
Yes.
Huh. Does his real wife know about him and...
That I couldn't tell you.
All right.
But
would that be on later on this afternoon when you get?
Obviously Ron Howard's still alive.
Opie. Yeah. So Opie and Thelma Lou.
Yeah, Thelma Lou was played by Betty Lind. Let's see. This is from an article in 2017. So
please don't tell me that Howard Sprague is gone. And you fire up a fatty.
Betty Lind's still alive. She's 93 years old.
Wow.
Huh.
She'll be 94 this month. Or not this month, August.
And Aunt B really lived in, not Mount Pilot, but Mount Avery or something.
Airy.
Like Airy.
Yeah.
Let's see.
A bitter old woman who, at the end of her life, decided that she had been wrong. Her attitude was poor at times while they were making that show. She should have enjoyed it more.
Now we're looking up Eleanor Donahue.
Who is that?
That was the first season. Andy's girlfriend, also from Father Knows Best.
Was that the blonde?
No, dark hair girl.
She was the druggist. Yeah.
Oh,
Ellie Walker.
Oh, Ellie, that Ellie.
She's 82 years old.
Oh, she's still around.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And Jack Burns just recently passed.
Yeah. Otis is gone, right? I'm sure.
Otis. Hal something was his name.
Ken Berry. He passed away recently, didn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
What about Otis? Otis is my favorite character.
Otis is so true blue, too.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a good guy.
Yeah.
He locks himself back in.
Yeah.
Let's see, hang on. I'm looking at the thing.
Remember when his...
Otis is dead. Hal Smith?
Yeah.
Passed away at 94.
Well, same year as Anita Corsott.
Yeah.
The story where his relatives were coming to town and he wanted to look like he was more upstanding.
Yes, yeah. So Andy makes him a deputy.
Put a ruse.
Jack Dodson died in 94, and that was Howard Sprigg.
Three in 94?
Yeah.
Everything comes in threes, right?
Wow.
My mom used to say.
Let's see, how many do we have here? Two in 97, Denver Pyle and Joanna Moore.
Denver Pyle, who was...
goofball from the Darling family.
Yeah.
I did not like the Darlings.
Ernest T. Bass?
He's dead.
Yeah.
Howard Morris, he died in 2005.
Wow.
George Lindsay, 2012.
Of course.
Yeah, Jim Nabors in 2017. We knew about that.
So, that's right. Gomer was before Goober. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yep.
Well,
we could do.
Floyd Lawson was probably the first major name to die.
Well, he had a stroke.
What year is that?
During 1969.
While they were making the show.
Yeah.
Is that right?
And you'll notice he's a very lively character in the first couple of seasons.
But he's always standing on something.
He's always sitting or propped up.
Propped up.
And that's when he got the. But give him credit, man. He fought back. We have 20 interesting facts about Super Bowl 54 that we'll just have to put off till later because we have this laking break news. See?
Blagojevich.
So we'll have to get into that. Oh, a Bill Murray Groundhog Day commercial coming up. in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, well, it's on Groundhog's Day, so you might as well take advantage of it, right?
Yeah.
Right, right.
Justin Bieber was worried that he could not be a faithful husband.
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
That's the high standard for this segment of the show. Oh, my God. Who the hell cares? Kelly Ripa auditioning to be one of Sharika's backup dancers.
Sharika?
Shakir.
I know who it is.
I was translating it for Rich because he was going to wonder who Sharika is.
No. I always tell that story.
I was with Sadie. Right.
I was doing a career day at a high school, giving this great lecture about how fun it is to, you know, be in radio and play cool music like by Sharika.
Yeah.
And when the kids started laughing, because we weren't playing Sharika on my station.
Right.
I just knew of her. The Matilda musical is being turned into a movie. I didn't know Matilda had been turned into a musical. Emilio Estevez is returning in a Mighty Ducks series.
For Disney Plus,
At age 150.
Fleetwood Mac has said,
no,
we're not going to invite Lindsey Buckethead back into the band.
No.
He had a few choice words to say. Didn't he quit the band?
What did he do? They asked him not to be part of the band anymore.
It was because of something he had done or said?
Yes, well, I forget what the instance was.
I can't remember what it was.
But he was asked to not be a member anymore.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, if Lindsey Buckethead is not in Fleetwood Mac, it's not Fleetwood Mac.
What was that album with him and Stevie on the cover?
That was
Buckingham Nicks.
Buckingham Nicks, yeah. I think they had one or two songs on there that were pretty good. Matthew McConaughey is re-teaming with the creator of True Detective.
All right.
Drama series. Looks like he's moving away from the big screen into the guaranteed money of television. And Journey's greatest hits has become the thirdest album. This is awful. I gotta stop pretending. It's the thirdest album. Oh, my God. And one is the onlyest number that you'll ever do.
Oh, don't stop believing, man.
It's the third album to achieve 600 weeks on Billboard's Top 200 chart.
Ooh, loving, touching, and squeezing it.
The thirdest album to have accomplished that.
Wow.
657. We're only 2 hours and 3 minutes from 9. We're going to do our best to get in there. 50 years ago, Jerry and Kyle Kaiser, see, same thing's happening today that happened yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Start out voice hangs in there for about 20 minutes, and then it starts to go to hell.
By the time we get to the West Coast feed, it is just going to be gone.
Yeah. 50 years ago, that Jerry and Kyle Kaiser reestablished the standard for excellence in furniture here in the River Region when they opened up their huge furniture store on Wetumpka Highway, cleverly choosing a spot just beyond the greedy 10% sales tax tentacles of Montgomery, 8 1/4, where their location sits at 4044 Wetumpka Highway. This is a place that offers abundant choice. I don't see how you can't go into Kaiser and not find what you're looking for, whether it's a single piece, like we did for a recliner, or a whole room full of furniture, or a whole house full of furniture. Bring your greeting cards through the end of the month, which is, by the way, through Friday. Save 50% on in-stock inventory. 60,000 square feet of choices. Stella has an amazing staff. And just let them know what you're interested in seeing and what your budget is, and they'll line up the choices. And you also have the option of opening a Synchrony bank account for qualified customers and getting 0% for 18 months on your purchase. Shop Wiser by Kaiser in 2020. They're at 4044 Wetumpka Highway. A couple of minutes shy of 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
Oh, who's on the phone?
That's Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Mike.
Hey, Mike. How are you?
Hey, good morning. Mike. Good morning. How are y'all?
Yeah.
You got me wanting to go shopping for furniture.
Good.
We'll be open in a couple of hours. Great place.
What I'm calling about is, let's say this furniture store wants people to see everything in the store on their phone, like their $1,500 fancy iPhone. Mm-hmm. But say I'm out in front of that store, and all of a sudden somebody comes out and puts up a YouTube logo with a word they made up and tagged to one video. Would that work?
Yeah, I got you, Mike.
Would it work?
You've called before about this, Mike.
And it's worth $20 a view since 2012. It's gone up from $5 to $20. Did you guys ever have a further discussion?